This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You know, I couldn't let the week end without addressing what happened on The View this week. All of you saw it, and most of you probably heard both my and Whoopi's version of what you didn't see after I was thrown off the set. Now, I'm not here to rehash old news, and in the spirit of tonight's opening statement, I'd like to close the book on this and move on, and I'd like you to do so as well. Some of you may not know that I've known Whoopi Goldberg for years, and our relationship up until this week has always been friendly. Furthermore, I've been a guest on The View many times before Thursday's appearance and was always treated with respect. To you, the viewer, I invite you to go online and watch the entire segment and make your own judgment about how I conducted myself and how I was treated. And to Whoopi, I accept that you and I have different versions of what happened on Thursday, both on and off the air, and that we have completely different takes on President Trump and the job he's doing. So let's agree to disagree and put this episode to bed for once and for all. And thanks for taking time out of your comments on Friday to pay me a compliment.
Janine, good luck with your book. I hear it's number one. I preferred your last book about Robert Durst, but there's no accounting for taste, you know. I like the book. I like the last book.
Thanks, Whoopi. And may I say, I preferred you in the movie Ghost much more than I do on The View. But then again, we're all entitled to our opinions.
I can understand where she came from. I feel the same thing about Sister Act. I got to tell you, that's what endeared me to Whoopi. And it's hard when, we become unhinged and we're so passionate in that. And hopefully the takeaway for Whoopi Goldberg is that somehow she reconnects with some level of decorum and civility at a time when we need it most. And here it is, she's an example to so many. And for what she did with Judge Jeanine, of course, if you didn't join us on Friday, we did talk to Judge Jeanine. It obviously came up in conversation because this was all about her new book, and that's what she was there, to talk to the ladies of The View about. And, Whoopi Goldberg, being a staunch liberal, just cannot see. And this is the thing that's kind of interesting about the conversation that we have in our country today, is that people just cannot see the good and the value in a Donald Trump. I mean, I've been saying this most of my life, is that we needed to have somebody who was an outsider come in and really, clean up this rodeo that has been taking place here in Washington, D.C., how inefficient it is and off the rails it is. And I'm grateful. I thank God for Donald Trump, that he is there. Is he perfect? By no means. I mean, we can tear him apart just like we did, Barack Obama and other presidents. That's just part of the deal. And sometimes we, lose a bit of ourselves because of our First Amendment rights and think that just because we can say anything, we don't have to be responsible for it. But, I'm glad that Judge Jeanine is ready to move forward and let this go. I had tweeted over the weekend that, what happened there, some people could interpret as assault. And, if Judge Jeanine really wanted to be feisty about it, it could have been a nightmare for Whoopi and for ABC, for that matter, because of what happened, after she left the stage and supposedly Whoopi pursued her and kind of chased her out the door. But anyway, we've got a lot of great things coming up. Megan Barth coming up in just a moment. We're going to review the Sunday shows as we do on Mondays as well. Also, a special feature. We're going to remember Adrian Cronauer. You remember Good Morning Vietnam. And he is the inspiration. And we had a chance to speak with him 4 years ago. We're going to remember some of that audio and reminisce a bit, in case you missed it. Adrian passed away at the age of 79 last week, and we'll talk a little bit about his life. So thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth coming up next. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. Thank you for joining in on the good fight to get this country back on track. Not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States of America. Okay, red, white, and blue. All colors. Thank you so much for being here with us to share a part of your day. As I mentioned, Megan Barth joins us right now. She does every Monday as we take a look at the Sunday TV news shows, the highlights and that. She is the national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com as well. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Hello, I'm doing well. Happy Monday, Bill.
Hey, it is a happy Monday, huh? What, you know, more of the same over the weekend. This whole Russian delusion deal, we're spending way too much time on this. I think Tucker Carlson said the same thing. We're becoming, you know, we've gone from Trump derangement to Russian derangement. I mean, our heads are about to explode over all this stuff. What do you say?
Well, and we just find out that Judicial Watch received over the weekend the Carter Page FISA document, and it's as we all suspected that this was nothing but a huge fraud perpetrated on the American people in order to create the illusion that Donald Trump, you know, conspired with the Russians to overthrow the election and steal it from Hillary. Any right-thinking person, any person that was paying attention specifically to the details would know that this was a sham from the beginning. First of all, there is no such a thing as collusion as far as a crime is concerned. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the Hillary campaign paid a lot of money in opposition research to create this fraudulent document in order to mislead and abuse the FISA court, which then they were allowed to, because of the FISA court decision, spy on a political campaign and unmask hundreds of Americans. If people don't go to jail over this bill, we're going to have pitchforks on Lafayette Square.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely disgusting on so many levels because of the lack of accountability. I often say, Megan, that people self-indict. And Hillary Clinton, if you go back to statements that she made during the campaign, she was indicting herself. I mean, remember how often she would talk about certain things being, you know, of a third world ilk, claiming that Donald Trump was being third world like. And these are things that happen in third world countries. And little did we know, she was the one doing all of these illegal things. And, you know, I was talking, we're going to have a conversation with Scott Adams, so we were talking over the weekend. I said, you know, the thing that amazes me is that if you're a Democrat, I mean, this is how blatant it is. If you're a Democrat, you get a get out of car jail. You know, the way this whole, the conduct of this investigation, you know, from Comey to Mueller, is that if you're a Democrat, you get a pass. If you're a Republican, you go straight to jail. That's it. That's how obvious this has become. There is no immunity for Republicans, only immunity for Democrats. I mean, even the most latest, what, John Podesta, or no, Podesta's brother, they're offering immunity for him to come in to, I guess, really seal the deal even all the more with Paul Manafort.
Yeah, and actually, Podesta's company was involved in the same potential crimes or alleged crimes that they're charging Manafort with. Mm-hmm. But yes. Podesta worked on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So, of course, she gets immunity because he was cheering for the right side. I mean, that's how politicized our justice system became under Barack Obama and our investigative agencies.
And it continues, and it continues to this day. I mean, Michael Cohen, all the pressure on him. You know, how many attorneys did Hillary Clinton, how many of her attorneys got immunity or were able to sit in while she was being interviewed, which is unheard of, you know, with the things that she was able to get away with, what the FBI did. So this thing is all, it's ludicrous, and as you suggest, no accountability whatsoever. And look at all the millions of dollars being spent. Who's going to pay that bill, Megan?
Oh, the Democrats don't care about those bills. I mean, they don't really care about money in general, of course, unless it's money to be used for a wall to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic,
mm-hmm.
That are infiltrating our southern border. That's when they care about money. But they certainly didn't care about the $2 billion they spent on the Obamacare website that I don't think works to this day. Can you imagine if they would have spread that wealth around? I mean, people wouldn't have been forced to buy insurance. They would have had money to go out in the free market and buy what they wanted.
Yeah.
But again, this is the hypocrisy of the Democrat Party. But they will continue to get away with these crimes if there is no justice. We are so out of balance in our scales of justice, and that's specifically because the Justice Department and the investigative agencies who were supposed to be working on behalf of the American people were actually working against the American people. They were weaponized.
Yes.
We were seeing conservatives, whether you were in the Tea Party or whether you voted for Donald Trump or gave to the GOP some money, you were then investigated by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
You had your businesses raided by the DOJ. Let's not forget Gibson Guitars.
Right, exactly.
The guy was a Republican donor, Eric Holder's DOJ, raided Gibson Guitars, supposedly because he used some sort of weird wood.
There's danger in those frets, let me tell you. There's danger in those frets. Yeah, exactly. Now, this thing's been absurd, and you're exactly right. There's one thing after another. You go down the list, and this is what, you know, Main Street America finally started just saying, enough of this stuff. This is way overboard. Even Democrats themselves, arch Democrats, came over and said, I can't support this anymore. I mean, this really, what this boils down to and what is coming into focus here, Megan, is that we averted a coup. I mean, this was an attempted coup by these three-letter agencies, led by the FBI. And, you know, and it galls me how the Democrats say with a straight face that every vote counts, that they have to be protected. We got to make sure that every vote is getting counted here. And the manipulation, the meddling that took place, the more than meddling, forget about what Russia did. What did the Democrats do to meddle in the 2016 election? And we're worried about, you know, all focus on the Russians about 2018. How about some focus on the Democrats? I mean, tell me the last time that you heard of a Republican being indicted for voter fraud. I can't remember of a time, but time and again, it's Democratic operatives who were getting arrested and thrown into jail for voter fraud. But yet Eric Holder, our former AG, says there has never been voter. He says never, emphatically, never been voter fraud in the history of our country. He says it doesn't exist. How do you get
right,
there?
Well, when you don't look for it, it doesn't exist, does it?
I guess.
The fact of the matter is that we cannot, in 46 states in this country, we do not check or verify the citizenship of registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me, if you're not, this should be the issue of every single Secretary of State across this country, specifically if you're a Republican, is to clean the voter rolls. and start passing legislation at the state level demanding that there is proof of citizenship when you register to vote.
And California says, oh, that's okay. I mean, you know, you have a responsibility, even as an illegal, to hold your government. I mean, all of a sudden it's their government, and they've got some responsibility, so it's okay for them to vote.
Right, they're registering illegal aliens to vote. Supposedly,
I mean,
San Francisco.
Let's just be blatant.
Only the school board election.
Yeah.
Someone tell me how they are going to make sure it's only the school board.
Yeah. Let's just be blatant about it right now. I mean, hey, this is probably one of the most honest things they've done recently. Stay tuned. We got more from Megan after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer.
like us fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth continues with us. National spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder and proprietor of RigandBabe.com. Ms. Megan, I want to go back and revisit what we started out with, and then you can't help but follow everything as it unfolds here, and that has to do with Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch. They have done an outstanding job on behalf of we the people to get the truth out, more so than, let's say the mainstream media, whose main job is to document history. They've done a lousy job, but thank God for Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch, huh?
Well, thank God for Tom Fenton and Judicial Watch. And let's keep in mind, though, that if Hillary Clinton would have won the election, we never would have known this.
Exactly.
We never would have known of the high crimes and misdemeanors. This is what we have to go back to the tweet that Brennan.
I thought you were going to bring that up, and I was going, oh, my God, how ridiculous that statement.
Yeah, and he's the one that started after the Helsinki meeting with Putin and Trump. John Brennan is the one that started the whole treason canard that the mainstream media was happy to regurgitate and put in the headlines. And, of course, then you have all of the lemmings on the left and the elected politicians screaming treason. Well, this is coming from a man who voted for a communist instead of Ronald Reagan for president.
Exactly.
Here we have a communist sympathizer at the head of one of the most powerful agencies in government, who were spying on senatorial aides, which is unconstitutional and a crime in and of itself, voted for a communist. And he's the one that's going to project treason on this president, specifically after he was the one that really started the fake Russian dossier, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was, he signed off on the FISA document. It was James Comey. It was Susan Rice. It was Andrew McCabe and also Brennan, and there was a couple others. All of those people should be tried under the Espionage Act.
And you got to know President Obama was involved in this. You know,
of course he was.
Yeah, exactly. This goes to the Oval Office. And we're not going to go there. You know, we can't attack the obvious as to what, was going on and how this was orchestrated. And as Trey Gowdy said, think about what Brennan is calling for. You know, we're talking the execution of the president of the United States if he is found guilty. That's what this has come down to. This is how desperate the deep state has become. That they're putting this stuff out there like this. I mean, this is so irresponsible. I think it's nothing more than yelling fire in a crowded theater, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what we have to look at is that their actions are a part of a seditious conspiracy. And I've been talking about sedition for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a word that we use lightly. It's not a word necessarily that's in our vernacular because we haven't witnessed such corruption, I believe, on this scale, the infection of corruption in our DOJ and the corresponding agencies.
Yeah, you talk about third world countries in terms of sedition. It happens somewhere else. Never would you ever think it could happen in our own country. And here it is on full display. And we can't call a duck for being a duck right now because it's just so unconscionable and shocking for all of us to think that there was basically an attempted coup that took place in the 2016 election.
Absolutely. And not only in the campaign, but this whole entire canard, this whole entire fraud, which is the Mueller investigation, was specifically launched in order to cover and provide the seditious conspiracy cover so that everyone's looking somewhere else instead of at the fact that Obama unmasked 200 people. This was Obama's spygate, and he did it on behalf of Hillary Clinton. This is where the special prosecutor and the special investigator should come in, is to investigate Obama and everybody in his administration that were involved in these crimes. 200 people, Bill. If we were working on the Trump campaign, we would have been spied on.
Right.
And the only way they could have done it was coming up with Carter Page and then having the FISA court abused in order to give them that ability to spy on innocent Americans. Violating our Fourth Amendment, violating our due process rights, and simply violating our privacy.
Mm-hmm. And look at how much they've cost, you know, the likes of Mike Flynn and others that got caught up in this net. I mean, let's go back and remember, Megan, what is it, you know, 6 degrees of separation has become now 3 degrees of separation. You know, we can be in contact with anybody in the world, the Pope, be it the president, be it Putin, by one or two people. So if you cast a net out there, what are the chances of you getting caught up even on some sort of peripheral element? And this is what's happened throughout this deal, the way they cast the net out and what, you know, they were able to manipulate with this FISA judge. I think quite interesting that we haven't heard at all from the FISA judge, or we've heard very little in terms of any kind of annoyance coming out of the judiciary. And I would say more than annoyance that it should be, that they got worked by the FBI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Any lawyer that goes in front of a judge and presents falsified evidence would be criminally convicted or at least disbarred.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So if this FISA court does not take it upon itself to render judgment on those that lied to its court, then we should just abolish the FISA court, because obviously they're playing under two different sets of rules than the standard judiciary court would.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I like what Trey Gowdy said over the weekend, which echoed something we had said earlier last week, and that is the president needs to, as much as he can, let go of all this stuff. He is the president of the United States. He's fighting a little bit of a windmill like Don Quixote here in terms of the legitimacy of his president. I can understand, but it's like we've got bigger fish to fry here. We need his passion and his focus to be on getting this country back on track. You know, they're going to say whatever they say about Putin. I still say there's so much more about that two-hour, three-hour, you know, event in Helsinki that took place behind closed doors, and it is driving the Democrats nuts, and this is why they want to bring the translator in to see if they can get any inkling whatsoever, because I believe that I just part of me says, my gut says, Megan, that Putin shared something with Trump that really knocked him off balance, because either he was tired or the information that he got from Putin was so shocking that it knocked him off balance. Donald Trump that was at the podium at that moment was not the Donald Trump that was at NATO or in England. You know, something happened there. And even the Democrats understand there's something there. And what they think, it's something, you know, that either, you know, from their perspective, that Putin showed him some pictures, if you know what I mean, or something that, you know, really compromised him. But I think that it probably has more to do with what you and I are talking about, and that is the underpinnings of the illegality and corruption that is taking place in our government. Some of the things that may have been revealed are so shocking to him that I think he's still processing it. I just my opinion.
Well, obviously Trump didn't listen to Trey Gowdy, because Trump's been on a Twitter chair this morning specifically over the FISA document.
Yeah.
What does Trey Gowdy suggest that we do? Just simply ignore all these crimes and just pretend like they didn't happen?
No, I mean, he's a prosecutor, and that's his gut. He feels that the people that, you know, are paid to do that, he's got to really put the heat on Jeff Sessions to get this thing, you know, prosecuted and handled. But the focus of his being needs to be on, you know, he is president. Forget, you know, you're going to have people trying to delegitimize his presidency. Okay, that's a given. Let's move on. You know, at least 50% of the country, you know, agrees you're president of the United States. Some are confused after that. Some are just blatantly, you know, I think seditious in their thinking and in their acts. And I agree with you on that part, Megan. I'm going to let you wrap it up. We got about 10 seconds.
Well, it's not, like I said, the hammer needs to come down. We never would have known all this corruption existed if Hillary Clinton were president.
Yeah, end of story and punctuation. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This morning, authorities near Branson, Missouri, expect to raise the duck boat that capsized on Table Rock Lake last Thursday night, killing 17 people. An investigation's begun into why it sank during a thunderstorm. The weather might not have been the only factor, according to a private inspector who spoke on NBC's Today Show. Stephen Paul says they discovered last year that those particular boats had a flaw in their design.
That water would get up into the exhaust and eventually seize up the engine, which also drives the bilge pump for the boat, so the boat wouldn't be able to evacuate its own water.
The death toll's now three after a mass shooting on a street in Toronto last night that police say may have been terrorism. The 29-year-old gunman firing at people as he walked along a busy street. A dozen people are hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is there, and all the information you need to know about your money is on the other side here. Jordan Goodman is with us, America's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Now we're going to be talking credit card debt. It's what is going? It's off the rails here. I mean, more so than Putin and Trump, I guess.
Yeah, really. We're well over $1 trillion, and it's been growing very fast.
Yeah.
When the economy is doing well, people go out and borrow a lot, and credit is pretty widely available. The credit card companies are making tons of money at this, so they're pushing credit cards all over the place, and people are taking them up on it. It's been going up $20-30 billion a month, and
20 to 30 billion dollars a month
in new credit card debt. Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
It is, because people are, it's available, and when people are employed, they think they can do it. But it's very, very high interest. I mean, the average is probably about 15%, but a lot of these cards today are 18, 20, 25. If you're late, 30% interest. I mean, then they'll hit you with over-limit charges and late fees. They really pound you pretty badly if you are late on these things.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to mess around with that, much less be in credit card debt, because it doesn't take much, and, you know, you end up being beholden to them. I remember years ago, my dad broke it down for me, and he said, you know, $3,000 of credit card debt, you're going to be beholden to them at that time. It was about 10 to 12 years.
Well, that's right. People who pay the minimums, it could take 30 years to pay it off in many cases. So let's give some specific advice to help people, Bill.
Yes,
first
absolutely.
Thing, get better credit cards. You don't have to be putting up with these ridiculously high interest rates. Get good rewards, frequent flyer points, rewards, rebates, whatever it may be. Here's a free website to get the best deal, guidetocreditcard.com. and you figure out what's in your situation the best one. Maybe you want a 5% rebate. Maybe you want to start taking trips or pound on a particular airline card or hotel points or whatever it may be. Concentrate your spending on two or three cards where you get the deals that are best for you. So that's the first thing you can do.
Okay.
Second thing, if you have a lot of credit card debt, and you're behind, and you're paying just the minimums, and you're, you know, these interest rates are just killing you, it'll take the rest of your life to pay it off.
Exactly.
You need help, so go to a national, nonprofit credit counseling organization, because they have deals you can't get on your own from all the credit card issuers. My favorite place is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. I know they've helped your people a lot in the past. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. So they've already got deals with Bank of America and Citibank and Wells Fargo and all these places. Typically 6 to 7% interest rate, something like that.
Wow.
They'll combine all your payments into one, is what's called a debt management plan, a DMP. Mm-hmm. You make that one payment to them. They pay the creditors, and in whatever, 2-3 years you're out of debt, it's considered a neutral on your credit score.
That's
so that
right.
might help some of the folks who've got a lot of credit card debt.
Okay, so CambridgeCredit.org, you said?
That's their website, and their phone number, 800-897-2200, and they're a 501c3, not-for-profit. They charge a fee of about $25 a month, something like that. It's limited by each state.
Right.
But you're going to pay an awful lot less on that fee than paying 18% on a credit card versus 6%, something like that.
Yeah, especially all the pre-negotiated deals. And
you're fitting into an existing system as opposed to trying to do it. You can scream all day you want at Citibank or Bank of America, and they're not going to yield.
No.
But here they've already kind of made the deal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Good to know. All right, what else you got for us?
Well, I mean, let's just talk about the current economic situation here, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the economy is right now doing quite well, probably 3 to 4% growth. But there's this kind of underlying fear of what's going to happen with the trade wars.
Mm-hmm.
And every day it seems to be escalating more. President Trump just came back from Europe and did not get along well with them. He kept saying, you know, you're not paying enough for NATO and you're keeping our products out and so on, and they're going to have more tariffs on you.
And I'm okay for that, because we're going to get through the curve. You and I talked about that. That's something that has to be exercised. I'm a free trader and a fair trader.
Yeah.
And for a long time, I mean, it was America that really helped the West survive after World War II.
Correct.
And but it's like, it's been a long time since World War II. It's time for the big boys to, you know, put on their pants and hold up their own territory, whether it is, you know, if it's in defense like NATO, then pay your 2%. And as Trump said, going out the door after he got them to agree again that 2% was the minimum and it needed to be immediate, then it's also like, but, you know, considering the threats that are abounding here, we really seriously need to be looking at 4%.
4%.
See you guys later.
They all fainted. They're talking about getting to 2% by 2025 or something like that.
They can't. That's not going to happen. It's going to happen sooner. It has to happen. And even the Council General for NATO agreed. And
I agree. But I'm just saying on the economic front, that's kind of carrying over.
Right.
And we're talking about putting a 20% tariff on cars coming here from Europe, particularly Germany, the BMW, Mercedes, you know, things like that. That would really hurt them. And what we're doing with China is hurting China right now pretty badly. Their stock market
China's
is down
China's hurting themselves, aren't they?
Well, I agree with that. That's a good way to put it.
It's like they're coming to a gunfight with a knife. We both have guns.
They're hurting themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I'm just saying is that in terms of going head-to-head with America, it's like, let's set the ego aside and let's work out something that's win-win for everybody. And and I think Trump is fair to that regard. I don't think that he's looking for his unfair share. I think he's looking for, hey, let's be fair here. We've helped you out for a long time, whether it had to do with, you know, the Paris Accord or whatever, and other, support and supplements. I mean, basically some of this stuff, what it comes down to, it's almost like an international entitlement program.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they don't like that it's ending. And there's a lot of things he's asking for, which make a lot of sense.
Anybody's on entitlements, they don't like anything to end.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, we're not going to vote you in. I'm entitled. It's my right now, right?
But when they pull these things away, so he's asking for things that's going to be really hard, if not impossible, for the Chinese to give. So, for example, they steal our technology. They don't even say they're stealing our technology, but they do.
Yes.
They steal our intellectual property. They don't even say they're doing that. They don't even admit to the problem, never mind say there's going to be a solution.
Mm-hmm.
They're investing in new technology. They call it Built in China 2025. So they're investing in robotics and artificial intelligence and cloud computing and all these growth areas.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump says, don't do that. We don't want you to invest in the future because you're going to beat us at it.
Right.
The Chinese are not going to say, oh, well, we'll give up our future so that we can be dependent on you. Yeah. They're not going to do it.
No, they're not. No.
So he's asking for things I don't even think are doable. They did offer to buy $70 billion worth of agricultural products for the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and Trump said, no, I want $200 billion. So, and that was withdrawn after they offered it. So
right.
It just seems to be getting more and more. Now, they've put a list out of the $200 billion, which would be on about 10,000 products that would come into effect probably in September. If that doesn't work, they're talking about $500 billion. I mean, it's escalating all the time, and I just think that's an undercurrent in the economy that the stock market's certainly not recognizing it.
Yeah, I think potentially, maybe what's part of the game, you know, this is like a little bit of a game of chicken, like you and I talked about last time. And it's like, okay, at some point, they'll call the question and get around the table and say, okay, let's work this out and come up with something a little bit more reasonable. I do. I have faith in that. I really do. I don't think that Trump's going to get everything he wants, but we're definitely going to move it to where it's definitely fairer than it is today. Like you said, as far as them stealing our intellectual, this is what they do. They're,
right.
It's in their DNA.
It is.
You know, we'd have to totally annihilate China.
How do we change their DNA, Bill?
Yeah. Well, we're not going to change their DNA, but we just need to, you know, let's not fool ourselves and, you know, buyer beware. These businesses, they're big boys. They make decisions based on their investors and that. And if they want to sell their souls to the Chinese, well, then, you know, they can do it. But meanwhile, we're going to try to put a stop to it.
And meanwhile, you're going to see consumer prices in the U.S. go up mm-hmm. on everything imported, not only China, but Canada, Mexico, Europe, because those tariffs are ultimately paid by U.S. consumers. So
yes.
It's going to cause some inflation. It already is,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to cause more as these things work through the system.
Exactly. No, I see exactly that, but I see there's a coming in and a going out. I'm looking at the going out. I think a little bit of pain to get us to where we need to be.
If that works, that would be incredibly bullish for the markets and the worldwide economy to get lower tariffs, to have more free trade. We benefit every time there's more free trade. Right now,
and everybody
we have less
will
free trade.
And everybody will benefit because then at that point, the competition level will rise and you imagine the innovation will come out because now we got everybody having to innovate
right.
and to be fairly competitive. I think it's exciting, you know. So
We're not there yet, but I'm really hopeful that's going to happen. So that's a good optimistic way to end.
He is the man, America's money answers man, Jordan Goodman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywood? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
This is AFBN, rocking you from the Delta to the DMZ. AFBN, better than AFBD, which means you have to get a quick shot. We're moving on right now.
Of course, Robin Williams in the iconic Good Morning Vietnam. This is our tribute to Adrian Cronauer. Had the honor to talk with Adrian Cronauer here 4 years ago. And in case you missed the news, the original Good Morning Vietnam DJ, Adrian Cronauer, passed away at the age of 79. And, you know, there's so much about Adrian's life that ran parallel to mine. And maybe that's why we connected so much. And we're going to remember our conversation with him in just a moment. But also, just to give you a little bit of background, you know, that Adrian, as we know, served as the inspiration for Robin Williams' breakout character in the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, and he died in Virginia at the age of 79 at a convalescent hospital. Like his character, he was a radio, they say, presenter. He was a DJ in Saigon. Started out as a news, he went there to be the news director. And as things happen in the military, people move on in their careers, and So the regular morning guy, it was time for him to go on, and so they said, hey, you're the guy. And Kronauer, with this big voice, took over the morning radio show and was inspired from, you know, things that he experienced as a kid growing up in Pittsburgh, his love for radio. And, of course, prior to that, he was in the Greek islands, and so it was there that he kind of started the Good Morning Iraklion, is what he would say, Good Morning Iraklion. And, you know, and so that transferred when he started doing his show with the Armed Forces Radio Network in Vietnam. Then it started out Good Morning Vietnam, and as he went, you know, on, it got more and more exaggerated, as people in the radio business have a way of doing. So here's the start of our conversation that took place 4 years ago with Adrian Kronauer.
As I mentioned, I was looking forward to this because I don't know if my producer told you or not, but when I was in the Marine Corps for 2 years, I actually was originally going in the Army because they said, hey, we're going to put you in Armed Forces Radio, Television. You're going to go overseas and do a stint there. And then somehow I ended up in the Marine Corps along the way because somehow the Army didn't understand. One person knew about it, but somebody couldn't connect me, and I ended up doing a Good Morning Camp Pendleton while I was in the Marine Corps, and I used to say, I did my version of Good Morning Camp Pendleton, just not as good as Robin Williams, you know?
Well, I think anybody who's been in the military, and since you were in the military, you would agree with this, Bill. If I did half the stuff that Robin did in that film, I'd still be in Leavenworth instead of Southwest Virginia. There's a lot of Hollywood exaggeration and even outright imagination in there. But it was never intended to be a point-by-point accurate biography. It was intended to be a piece of entertainment, and it surely was that. He was nominated for an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you wrote the book, Good Morning Vietnam...
No, there was no book.
There was no book. Okay, I thought there was a book.
Give you a little bit of the chronology here.
Okay.
In 1979... MASH was number one in the ratings. WKRP in Cincinnati was very popular. And I figured if you put them together, you had Armed Forces Radio. So I did a treatment for a TV sitcom I called Good Morning Vietnam. But in 1979, I guess it was still a little too close in time, nobody believed you could do a comedy about Vietnam. And they'd say things like, oh, that's war, and there's nothing funny about war. And I'd say, well, have you ever heard of McHale's Navy, of Hogan's Heroes? What about MASH?
Yes.
Well, that was World War II in Korea. This is Vietnam. And your point is, well, Vietnam's war. You can't do a comedy about war. Did you ever hear of McHale's Navy, Hogan's Heroes, and MASH? So a couple of years later, still thinking in terms of TV, I redid it as an idea for a movie of the week. This time a friend's agent got it into Robin's hands, and he read it and said, oh, disc jockey, chance to do all my comic stick. Let's do it, only let's do it as a real movie.
Mm.
He and his manager bought an option on it. And then every year they would renew the option. And in 1977, they called me, or 1987, I guess, they called me up and said, well, we've decided to go into production, but we're going to throw away the original and start all over again. So I went out to Hollywood and spent a week there telling them everything I could remember happening in Vietnam, and they'd say things like, oh, that's a great incident. We'll have to use that in the movie. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll have to change it totally. And it went through five different versions, and then Robin got a hold of it, and he went through his versions of it. And what they do essentially was sit him down in front of a mock-up of a radio studio and say, okay, kid, go.
And radio, huh?
Yeah, and he would go for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they'd stop the cameras and develop the film and pull out the really good stuff and use it. Mm-hmm. But he was always on, and that made him a bit of a hard person to get to know, but it also made him a highly inventive and creative comic.
And that was the thing you imagine about Robin Williams and all that. And you had a chance to see him do Mork and Mindy. And he was so manic. This guy would tell the cast as they look at, you know, Pam Dauber that this is what the episode's going to be about. Just, you know, kind of follow. And a lot of Mork and Mindy was improvisational. And it was a reaction to Robin Williams and the character that he played. It was quite hysterical. And even when they would change the tape, you know, because they'd have to take a break, they'd run out of tape. Robin Williams kept on going. He would just keep it, and that was the way it was. So it was no wonder that Good Morning Vietnam, although there were some things, you know, like the bombing, you know, that happened at Jimmy Woo's restaurant, you know, even the English classes. Cronauer did himself teach English, but certainly didn't get into, you know, some of the edgy stuff that only Robin Williams can do. Our conversation continued here with Adrian, like I said, 4 years ago. And we did talk about the Armed Forces, AFRN, Armed Forces Radio Network. And here's what else he had to say.
I think that the military, if you're going to be in the military, one of the best places to be is at Armed Forces Radio, because you have to be a bit of a showman. You have to be able to sit in front of a microphone and think that everybody out there is hanging on your every word. So it takes a little bit of ego to do, but also because you are a bit of a, oh, I won't say a star, but you are a personality, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And people treat you that way, even on a military installation.
So you had a following when you'd go around, you know, hey, there's Adrian, there's Good Morning Vietnam.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, that had started when I was in Greece at the on the island of Crete at Heraklion Air Station. Mm-hmm. And it started off as a calm, matter-of-fact, good morning, Heraklion, but as the program developed and got wilder and wilder, the good morning, Heraklion, got milder and wilder. Now, when I went to Vietnam, my first job was as news director, and it was only after a while, after several months, that the fellow who was doing the morning show left, and they decided I was going to replace him. So Good Morning Heraklion became Good Morning Vietnam, and that's how it happened. But the fellow who left, took over the show when I left, an Army specialist by the name of Kramer Hawes, he kept the same sign on and the same format, and it became a tradition with every subsequent morning man that we had in Vietnam until we left there.
Adrian would joke that Vietnam DJ would end up etched on his tombstone, but he used his earnings from the film to attend law school, going on to open a communications practice, even work at publishing a textbook. Politically, far from the anti-left or anti-establishment type, he described himself as a lifelong card-carrying Republican. And in 92, he was featured in a TV advertisement for George H.W. Bush attacking Democratic opponent Bill Clinton on the draft. As I said, Adrian remained a prominent part of the broadcasting and veteran communications throughout his life, and from 2001 to 2009 served as a confidential advisor to the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. He would receive later the Secretary of Defense Medal for exceptional public service, and remained as a prominent member of the community supporting theater, broadcast, and veterans groups. He lived his last years in Troutville, Virginia. His wife, Jean, died in 2016. Family members confirmed he had died at the age of 79 on July the 18th in a nursing home. The veteran is survived by a stepson, daughter-in-law, four grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Of course, I am grateful for this summary of this report and this obituary. I want to thank BBC News for the information that was passed along. Adrian Cronauer, as you can understand, how we were so connected because so much of his background, I mean, it's like we ran parallel lives. He was in Vietnam, I was stateside. Being involved in a college campus radio station, I was involved in a college campus radio. Did not become a lawyer, thought about it, but quite interesting, you know, some of the comparisons.
Good morning. Vietnam will live forever. Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Jessica R.